1077 Pulse FM, Leslie and Scooter with you. Good morning. It is 6:48.
It's Groundhog Day!
Groundhog time.
1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat.
I can't believe that Groundhog Day still exists. Great movie, though.
Oh, one of Bill Murray's greatest.
Yeah, so the official, the Groundhogs have done their business, I guess. I don't know, come out from their burrows. To tell us if we're going to have more winter or if spring is on the way. Because if they see their shadow, that means more winter. If they don't see their shadow, that means spring is on the way.
Okay, and I always need a refresher on that because I forget.
I got you.
Never talk about Groundhog Day until actual Groundhog Day. And it's worth mentioning that because we are on the West Coast, we kind of miss all the festivities, right? Because it's like, you know, almost 10 a.m. in Ontario. Yeah. Then that's where the great groundhog reveal is.
Yeah. So, well, probably the most well-known one, Connie Phil in Pennsylvania.
Right. And that's where Groundhog Day, the movie, is set.
He lives at Gobbler's Knob. That is where thousands of people gathered at Gobbler's Knob this morning, Scooter. And Punxsutawney Phil emerged from his burrow. And he saw his shadow. So,
okay, again,
Phil,
I don't know what that means.
That
yet.
Means he's predicting six more weeks of winter.
Phil, come on.
If we look at Canada's groundhogs, Nova Scotia's Shubenacadie Sam.
Shubenacadie Sam.
Shubenacadie Sam is actually a her.
Samantha.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. She saw her shadow and she is predicting six more weeks of winter.
Okay.
However, Ontario's Wyarton Willie claims an early spring is on the way.
Okay. The dissenting voice. I love that.
They can't get on the same page.
Fight the power, Wyarton Willie.
So there you have it. Choose whatever you want to believe, whether you think we're going to get six more weeks of winter or if spring is on its way. But here in the Lower Mainland, we are expected to get some snow this morning. So I am inclined to agree with Shubenacadie Sam and Punxsutawney Phil.
So this opens the door to a gamut of questions, Leslie. Like, I understand we do this because it's a tradition, right? And it's kind of one of those fun things. And as lame as I think it is, I think it's important that we hold on to these things, right? Like any excuse to celebrate. Yeah. Like, yeah, we all know it's a bunch of ho-hum, but it's fun, right? It's one of the fun things and we make something out of it. So that's like a fun thing. But do you give any credence at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah, not at all. Good.
But like you said, if it's a reason to celebrate, a reason to party, hey, you know what? Maybe we should start Groundhog Day parties like early in the morning and make it like a drinking game or something.
That I'm into. My concern is just that we don't like start giving these groundhogs like too much credit, because like what comes next? We're gonna like have star map part, like we're gonna start celebrating Crystals Day. It's like, ooh, got a new Crystals Day.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on 107.7 Pulse FM.